Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Anthony Cummings now joins us back out at Randwick. Morning to you, Anthony.
Andrew, how are you?
Very well. This track, I won't stop praising it at the moment because we whack it occasionally when it's, you know, having some issues. But, gee, the general view, talking with jockeys that are riding on it, and you know better than I, being based there, but it just seems to be coping really well with whatever, you know, is thrown up. A lot of racing or track movement or rail movements, it's just coping really well.
Yeah, no, tracking is very good. You know, the guys have done a fantastic job. And, you know, as you say, there's been some issues along the way, but in recent times it's played very well.
It has. Good four is where we are at the moment. A lot of discussion about horses backing up and the like and whatever, but you've got a good little team there going there tomorrow. Have you got self-confidence that they're all going to run well?
Oh, yeah, no, they'll certainly run well. Like Baller's putting a pretty good record together. You know, he's a really promising horse, and we've got high hopes for him going forward, you know, past tomorrow's run. And you know, he's got the right racing pattern to, you know, he can just stalk the speed, and he's obviously very strong in the finish.
That's the one thing with him, and I know you're training him to be a sprinter, but you just love the way he quickened the other day at Rose Hill.
Yeah, he did a really good job, and he's come out of that race really well, and if anything, looks sharper now than he did going into that race.
Okay. So tomorrow, from where you've drawn Kieran McAvoy on, just sitting off the pace again and just finding those gears.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. You know, Kieran is obviously one of the best jockeys here. He'll work it out. Looks to be plenty of speed. You know, there's two or three horses there that generally like to lead in their races, so there's going to be a rule about that. We won't be involved in it. We'll just sort of take a sit off them and then hopefully run through them on the line.
Because every race that you take now with Baller is a step up, isn't it?
Yeah, has to.
Yeah.
Like if he wins tomorrow, then we'll go from there to the Galaxy. And then his performance there will determine what his next run is, whether it be the TJ or the Arrowfield, one of those two, as his likely next target following the Galaxy.
Yeah, so he's just got to maintain and continue to get a little bit better each time he goes. Vega Days, we know the other day it was on that soft ground at Rose Hill, and you know the Autumn Sun team are saying give us a firm track and the like, but he's done nothing wrong.
He's been you know, probably one of the more consistent horses in Sydney over recent time. The other horse may improve on top of the ground, that's fine, but I mean, the same could be said for Vega Days. You know,
yeah.
Typically speed horses are best on firm ground. I'm a little doubt that he will be the same, but the thing is, it doesn't matter what you throw at him. I mean, still hanging out for the day where he can get a sit, but, you know, when one of your best assets is your gate speed, you don't give that up. And no one's going to be dragging him back in the field, but, you know, at the time that he gets back in the field and when there's sufficient speed and a decent sort of field, then he'll take a sit, relax, and then hit the line, I think, better than he's doing even now.
Mm. You see him in a similar position tomorrow, though, in saying all that.
Yeah, I mean, having said all that, I mean, looking at the races, you know, Fundamentalist is probably going to leave from the inside gate from us.
Yep.
So I think in all likelihood, we'll probably sit off her. It depends on, you know, if it misses the start and we sort of clear the gates again, as we have been doing, then that, you know, that sort of sets it up. But you know, at the end of the day, Timmy knows the horse really well. The opposition's there to be read, you know, he'll do what makes sense given the way he gets out of the gates.
I understand. But putters shouldn't be concerned that if you are trailing Fundamentalist from what you've just said, that you feel that he might even be a bit better.
I think so. When you go back to his first start, came from last. All we had was interfered with at the gates, but he came from last through them. And, you know, while it's only a maiden that day, it was still a fairly dynamic win. And I'd love to see him race that way again one day. But as you say, the race shape tomorrow doesn't look like it lends itself to that. So we'll just sort of go along, you know, use his attributes as they are and do what makes sense.
I reckon you'll be keeping an eye on you want to win with Vega Days, but you'll be keeping an eye on the fillies, Nikita Jane and Fundamentalist, because, and Miss Fabulous, because you've got Mizzy, who finished right around them, that is, you know, going on to a stronger race the week after.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we sort of drew awkwardly the other day and paid full penalty for that. Got beaten a neck and ran fourth behind those fillies. So, you know, with any sort of reasonable luck, she goes to the Coolmore edge, and she's going to be pretty tough to beat there going to the limit. And then, you know, once again, we've got a few decisions to make, you know, whether she goes, you know, to the Storm Queen or whether we sort of keep her at around a mile, not sure. But certainly she's a very talented filly, and, you know, those sorts of races are within her reach.
And you never know what we're going to get in the Sydney Autumn, but she copes with any sort of ground.
Yeah, she is. She's very good. I mean, she was unluckily being the first up on a heavy track. Certainly handled a wet track when she broke her maiden the other night at, you know, a little while ago at Canterbury.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's just very adept. A bit like Lega Days in that they can deal with whatever, you know, they're dealt to. So when they can come from off speed, they can sit on speed. You know, however the race looks to be run, they can make best of those opportunities.
What what's the limit weight going to be?
50.
Okay. Have you got a jockey yet?
Yeah, Corey Brown.
Okay, that's a good opportunity. All right. Well, yeah. We look forward to the Coolmore with Mizzy. Today at Newcastle, you've got four runners there. Have you got a winner for our listeners?
Yeah, I think Shaman. We're on really well. Shaman and Watching. They look to be the two obvious ones for us. The Shaman won by a space last time.
Yeah.
I think you'll enjoy the step up in distance again. And Watching, you know, wasn't far away first up and has trialled nicely since. So he goes into his race as a pretty good chance.
Okay, so Watching's race 2, number 5 for Tommy Berry, and Glyn Schofield's on race 3, number 5, Shaman. Good on you, Anthony. We'll see you there tomorrow, mate. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Andrew.